USDA's Food and Nutrition Service, with the help of partners and schools, is discussing school meals for the upcoming school year. Dr. Katie Wilson is Agriculture Deputy Undersecretary for FNS.
We have made great strides in offering a variety of healthy choices. These choices include introducing students to many different fruits, vegetables, and whole grain products, and an increasing number of products purchased locally.
Another part of the conversation is implementation of the community eligibility provision. Becca Siegel, a child nutrition associate for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, talks about the program's first year.
Community eligibility has a very high threshold to participate and is only available in the highest poverty schools. In fact, we were very surprised to learn that 1 in 5 schools nationwide meet this criteria.
The benefits of CEP include increased meal participation, improved school environment, and buy-in from administrators. For USDA Radio, Susan Carter, Washington, D.C.